Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Special bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Chris Carosa, our good friend for a long time now, president of Carosa Stanton Asset Management, author of Cradle, From Cradle to Retirement, also Hamburger Dreams. He likes the food theme. His third book is called A Piece of the Action, and also What's My Number. I mean, it goes on and on, folks. He's very prolific, very smart, certified financial advisor, and our good friend Chris. Thanks again for being here. But we're talking not yet about financial planning. We're talking a little bit more about the different dimensions of communication that you have out there, options you have to deliver the same message, essentially, to get across to people. What do you think, Chris?
Well, one of the things I wanted to say was there have been studies that have been conducted on what's the most effective way to communicate. And most of the studies pretty much conclude that it doesn't really matter. You can use print, you can use audio, you can use video. They're all pretty much the same. It is situational, so you're not going to be reading a newspaper while you're driving a car. You're more likely to be listening to a radio. However, the differentiator is engagement. So if you are involved in a communication, either as a sender or a receiver, you want to have there be some sort of activity associated with that. So think about it if you're in a classroom. If you're in a classroom and there's a lecture, a boring lecture, you're probably not going to be learning something. But if the class is a workshop, a hands-on workshop, so you're actually going to be building something as they're teaching, then you're going to retain that information. And believe it or not, there's another popular way to learn, and that's by playing a game. So people who have figured out a way to create, to gamify their message are more likely to attract and retain the customers that they want to do. This is what I've been working on lately, and I'm actually doing a presentation in a couple of weeks on this very subject. Right. That it'll be live on the Internet so people can see it. But it's very, very interesting, and I really would encourage people to think about how they can engage their audience in that manner.
Well, and engagement, you know, one of the things we've talked about recently this week already, Chris, is telling stories. You know, I mean, everybody loves it when you say, let me tell you a story. They listen, right? I mean, everybody listens when you say, let me tell you a story. And so that could be a lot of different ways, and a story is a form of engagement. And it's not playing a game, but it makes you follow the steps that the people are, you know, the elements of the story. That's like playing a game. So it's all about engagement, but it's also one of the things I'd like to remind people about, Chris, is before they become engaged, before they actually engage with you, customers and prospects, they have to believe that you've got something to say that's relevant to them. I still maintain that the first key to unlock the outer door of their attention to get inside to where the decisions are made to buy, that first key is made of relevance. What do you think?
That's in copywriting, we call that the headline.
Yep.
People aren't going to read the story no matter how good it is unless that headline grabs their attention.
Catches them. Yeah, it catches them. Hey, Chris, I'd like to shift horses. I got about 2 minutes. What's your best advice for financial planning for 2021?
Well, if you've noticed the market in the last few months, there's been a shift from traditional growth-oriented stocks towards smaller value stocks. So the shift has gone from larger growth stocks to smaller value stocks. And you see this in the various mutual funds that are out there that cater to those specific areas. Why might this be happening? It's probably happening because those larger growth stocks have had such a long run that most of the upside is already put into the value of the price.
Right.
So what does that do? People who are trying to look for that additional market return are going to go to the stocks that have been ignored most recently and those would have been smaller value type stocks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else? What else do we need to know? Are you worried about inflation? Should we start thinking about things like that?
Not quite worried about inflation yet. I mean, there's still a question as to what the status of the economy is. We have a bifurcated economy. For
yep.
some people, 2020 was one of the most profitable years that they've ever had. For others, 2020 was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And how those two groups come together and how they're allowed to come together, are the ones who made out well going to be punished, for example?
Mm-hmm.
That might be a bad thing for the economy. If the ones who have been hurt are going to be given handouts, that might also be a bad thing for the economy, depending on how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of unknowns. We've got a new administration. We kind of think we know what they might do, but we're not absolutely sure until they do it. And all that's going to have an impact on the markets, maybe not right away, but over time.
Well, there are some things that are being proposed, even as we speak, that I think the economy, the marketplace, is ultimately not going to be good for that. And I think we should watch that. I think we should watch the policies that are coming out of Washington that could hurt. But I'm not so much worried about them hurting Wall Street as I am hurting Main Street. And I think
well, it's not just Washington too. It's also Silicon Valley.
Yes.
So we've got a bit of a tech war going on. And if you own a business, one of the greatest vulnerabilities you have is relying too much on any particular supplier.
That's
so if you're relying on
redundancy.
A supplier and something happens to that supplier,
redundancy is what we talk about. Chris, yeah. I need your website quickly, please.
All right, www.bizpizzazz.com,
BIZPIZZAZZ.com. We'll be back another day. Quick breaks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.